Before the fireworks, which will happen at about 9:10 p.m., we're going to have live entertainment on two stages. So we'll have at about 7:15 on the amphitheater stage, the Orlando Concert Band will perform. And then as soon as they finish, we're going to have our first performance by the Orlando Philharmonic. So we're super excited about that. And then we will also have Good Luck Penny playing over near Panera in the northeast corner of the park as well.
What's new this year?
The biggest thing that's new this year is the Orlando Philharmonic. We are going to have our first performance by them. And with their performance, it will also be our first live accompaniment with the fireworks. So it will be piped throughout the park. So the concert band is actually going to be playing the music that is synchronized with the fireworks this year. So we're really excited about that. And then in addition to that, we have a third beer garden this year, too, over by our new East Lawn by the Eola House over on Eola and Central area. Our Family Parks and Recreation Department is setting up a full-size tennis court as well over by our East Lawn area by the Eola House.
So have you gotten to hear or see any of the rehearsals for the Orlando Philharmonic playing along with the fireworks?
Yes, we have. We actually did that last night. We had our first rehearsal, and everything looks really good. We're really excited to get started with them, and we think it's going to be a great addition to our huge finale this year. It will be very exciting, yes. And I hope that everybody has found a great spot, you know, so that they can see it. But the best thing about it is even if you're not near the amphitheater with the sound system throughout the park, you'll still be able to hear it wherever you're sitting.
If people are heading down right about now, any advice on parking?
I would visit our website prior to leaving. We have parking all throughout downtown. There's street parking. There's lots of garage parking. We have our expanded limo service as well. So, you know, you can also look online on our website and link to links.com to look up, you know, the limo routes as well. So if you have to park a little ways away, just hop on the limo. It's a free service, and it'll take you near Lake Eola.
This has become an Orlando institution, hasn't it? How long has this been going on?
This is our 37th year, so we have a long history with this event. And since it's on a Friday evening, you know, we expect large crowds. Probably near 150,000 people will come out to our signature park to watch our fireworks display and enjoy everything that downtown has to offer.
Will you be there, too?
Of course. We're there. You know, we're heading up the show. You know, we're really excited to see everyone come and enjoy this free family event. You know, we have a large children's area for the kids, you know, so there's something for everybody.